If you took the vaccine and you have regrets and you want to live, listen to this. That's what this podcast is all about. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com, founder of Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. I've interviewed over 100 people in the last 12 months, many of the world's top experts on health and research and virology, even frontline bioweapons researchers who know exactly what was the origins of SARS-CoV-2 that became the COVID pandemic. And if you're listening to this, you're probably beginning to have questions about why did you take the vaccine? More importantly, is there something that you can do now that you realize it really is a biological weapon and it is designed to kill, but it doesn't have to kill every person. In fact, it won't. There are some people who will take the vaccine and not die even without turning to nutrition. But most people who don't use nutrition to defend themselves are going to end up being disabled, injured, hospitalized, or dead. And especially those who continue to take the booster shots that are being pushed now, which are completely unscientific, no supporting data whatsoever. It's just a kill shot. Anybody who continues to take those booster shots will eventually die because that's what they're designed to do, is to kill you. I mean, it's vaccine by subscription. It's, you know, even people who support vaccines know that that's nonsense. Why should you have to take another shot every 6 to 8 months, which is what's being pushed with these booster shots? So here's the good news. I'm going to give you the keys to surviving this in this short podcast, and then it's up to you what you want to do with that. You're going to live in a world where we're going to see, just in America alone, we're going to see millions of people die over the next, I would say, 12 to 36 months. It could even be tens of millions. It depends on exactly what unfolds and how bad the antibody-dependent enhancement is. But at the very least, there would be millions dead. We're also going to see millions or tens of millions disabled. So a lot of people will suffer cardiovascular damage. They might be in their 20s or 30s, but they will have the cardiovascular function of a 70-year-old. They'll have trouble climbing a flight of stairs. They'll have difficulty walking, and huffing and puffing and trying to keep up with it. That's going to happen to a lot of people. There will be people who suffer cognitive damage. This is already happening. The autoimmune effects of the vaccine cause the body to eat its own brain cells. And so you're having various diagnoses such as autoimmune encephalopathy or different forms of advanced onset dementia and Alzheimer's and so on that are happening in young people who took the vaccine. That's because the spike protein that's in the vaccine, of course, damages healthy nerve cells. But there are things that you can do. I just wanted to prepare you for the fact that even if you survive this, you're still going to live in a world with millions of dead people and millions of disabled people all around you. There's no escaping that. That's already set. A lot of people that you know will be disabled or dead. And you may have to care for somebody who's been vaccine injured, which is all the more reason why you need to make sure that you are not among those who are severely disabled by the vaccine. So let's start with the basics here. Number one, stop taking spike protein injections. That's key. If you want to live, stop killing yourself. Secondly, there's a lot of tremendous amount of research now, and we're covering all of it at naturalnews.com about the herbs that are being scientifically proven to block the ACE2 receptors that the spike protein latches onto. There are other herbs that block viral replication. And we just did an article recently, in fact, that looked at four herbs, and it's in a peer-reviewed science journal. And one of them was pomegranate, one of them was elderberry, one was chokeberry, and the other was green tea with the EGCG molecule, which is incredibly protective against SARS-CoV-2. And so you need to look at these studies and learn what these are. Now, there are a lot of herbs that are very, very good at protecting you. You should think of your medicine coming from herbs and Mother Nature rather than from Big Pharma because Big Pharma is trying to kill you. If you want to survive this, you know, stop driving through the pharmacy and start getting your herbs from nature. And I'm not saying to go out and buy supplements of all these. In fact, one of the things that I have done is I have shared openly videos and how-to information of how you can make your own herbal extracts very inexpensively at home. And one of the methods is using an ultrasonic cleaner. And an ultrasonic cleaner with a stainless steel basin, you can fill it with 50% water, 50% vodka, and you can put your herbs in there and you can use the ultrasonic method there and you can extract, like kind of like making an herbal tea, and all the water-soluble phytonutrient constituents will be extracted out of those herbs. And that's how you can make your own supplements, in essence, very inexpensively. You can find that video at the website prepwithmike.com. I've also just released a new video that shows you how to use a common off-the-shelf espresso machine, you know, the kind that you use to make espresso, which happens to be a high-pressure, high-temperature water extraction machine that you can use to make herbal extracts of herbs that contain high amounts of shikimic acid. And shikimic acid is used to make Tamiflu, the prescription drug that's antiviral that's been used to block pandemics. So shikimic acid is the active chemical constituent of Tamiflu. Shikimic acid is found in pine needles, certain types of pine needles. It's found in a batiao herb from Chinese medicine, also known as star anise in English, and you can buy that online. It's in dandelion leaves, it's in fennel seeds, and it's in certain types of pine cones, believe it or not. So using a common espresso machine, you can make your own shikimic acid extracts at home, and I show you how to do that. That video is also available for you for free at prepwithmike.com. Again, that's prepwithmike.com. Now, so if you want to live, you simply have to learn a few things. You've got to start becoming proficient in understanding herbs, nutrients, anti-inflammatory superfoods so that you can block inflammation, and then you can also block viral replication and block ACE2 receptor sites in your body. All of the knowledge of how to do that is readily available, and it's all available for free. You can get some of it at naturalnews.com. I also publish a website called naturalantibiotics.news. I think that's a .news site. I've got herbs.news. You can go there, just search herbs.news for ACE2 or COVID or coronavirus, and you're going to find a lot of published science that can save your life. Now, I want to caution you here because this is the point where some people, and these are people who would rather die, some people don't want to have to do any work or learn anything whatsoever. Some people would rather just, oh, I'm going to let my doctor tell me what to do, what to take. I'm going to let the TV tell me what's science. I'm going to let CNN tell me whether the vaccine is safe or not. If you're going to just become a consumer of fraudulent fake information from the medical establishment, they're going to murder you. The only way to survive is to become your own researcher. And that means going to alternative news and alternative science information sites like the ones I publish, such as medicine.news, for example. You've got to get away from CNN because CNN is run by the pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer basically controls the FDA and the CDC and CNN, for that matter. You've got to get alternative sources of information. But with just a little bit of research and knowledge, you can very quickly gain everything that you need to know to survive this, even if you've taken the vaccine so far. You can still survive. See, human beings are actually kind of hard to kill when they're healthy. But they're easy to kill when you're nutrient depleted and when you have a compromised immune system. The vaccines destroy your immune system. The U.S. Red Cross just announced this. They said if you've been vaccinated, you can't give blood donations for plasma treatments for COVID. Because your blood, if you've been vaccinated, your blood contains things that destroy antibodies in blood donor or plasma donor recipients. So even the Red Cross is admitting that the vaccines destroy antibodies. They destroy your immune system. So if you've taken the vaccines, you are already immunosuppressed. So you're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to now take extra precautions to support and boost your immune function for the rest of your life. You are going to be more vulnerable to colds and flus for the rest of your life compared to unvaccinated people. There's damage that has been done to your immune system. That damage is probably not reversible. You will always be more vulnerable than an unvaccinated person, but with the help of nutrients and herbs and natural medicine, you can still live, you can still be safe, you can still overcome future infections. But just to be honest, you will never have the immune system that you once had before you took the vaccines. It's not a death sentence, but it's just a statement of truth. However, with the help of nutrition, you can have a more effective immune system than a typical person, because most people, they don't know anything about nutrition. They don't use superfoods or herbs to boost up their defenses. And so they're going to be more vulnerable than you, even if you took the vaccine, as long as you use nutrition now. Now, I take nutritional supplements and I drink superfoods and I make nutrient tea every day. I make a shikimic acid tea now, and I've been sipping on it all day long. I just make it out of the star anise herb. I think it'll go good with mint too, by the way. You could make like a mint shikimic acid tea. I think that would be really nice. But all the knowledge that you need to survive does exist. It's all available to you for free. There's nothing standing in your way for you to overcome the vaccine death shot and to live a healthy, happy life. It's well within your reach, but only you can make the decision to do that. If you defer your health to the authorities who are trying to kill you, then you will die. And I don't want that for you. I would rather you get informed and stay alive. And that's my mission, is to help people do that all over the world. And we've helped tens of millions of people over the last nearly 20 years stay healthy and stay alive, even during this pandemic. So I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out naturalnews.com. Follow my podcast on Brighteon.com. My channel there is called HR Report. Thank you for listening.